10,000 years ago, Siberia was populated by woolly mammoths, bison, horse, reindeer, muskox, and lemmings. Scientists typically learn these things by digging up bones. A remarkable paper appearing in the journal Science today shows that all this and more can be learned by simply studying a spoonful of dirt. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Most scientists would have given this zero chance of working. A team of researchers at the University of Copenhagen took some dirt from the frozen ground of Siberia and went looking for tiny scraps of DNA. They rinsed the dirt with special chemicals to protect and extract whatever was there, and were surprised to find lots of bits of DNA. They were more surprised when they looked up the sequences in an online database. Eske Willerslev is the lead author on the paper.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. I thought, this is just too crazy. The first match we got was actually a bison, and I thought, well, this must be some kind of mistake. And then we tried to look for mammoth, and then we got a mammoth, and then I was just like, well, then it has to be true. I mean, how could we get a mammoth? We never worked with mammoth in our lab. We never worked with bison. And then we started to get horse, you know, and reindeer and stuff like that, and it was just fantastic. I mean, but I'm still surprised.
Scraps of DNA from these animals have been found before. That's how they got in the database. But most often they come from bones or frozen tissue. The idea that DNA could survive for millennia in dirt is pretty startling. The researchers have a good idea how old the dirt is. It was drilled out of the Siberian permafrost by some Russian researchers. Typically, the deeper the dirt, the older it is. This sample is thought to be about 20,000 years old. The team analyzed older layers that go back 400,000 years and also found DNA of long-dead plants. Willerslev says they've been able to reconstruct an entire ancient ecosystem. It's actually helping resolve an old debate about what the area was like during the last ice age.
Some people have believed that the vegetation was very similar to present-day polar desert. It means a very poorly productive vegetation that could not support, you know, mammoth, bison, and horse. And we definitely find that mammoth, bison, and horse, and muskox, reindeer, and these big mammals were present during the last glacial optimum, and also a vegetation cover that is much more similar to a prairie-like land than to a polar desert.
Researchers contacted about the paper had pretty much one thing to say about it. Cool. Kerry Bloom is a cell biologist at the University of North Carolina. He knows nothing about extinct species, but he knows a lot about DNA.
It's shocking that it's this stable over, we're talking eons, 400,000 years. Yeah, I think that's shocking.
DNA is a fragile, vulnerable molecule, he says. Get it near heat, the wrong chemicals, or a hungry bacteria, and it's a goner. It makes some sense that the DNA survived in Siberia. The ground there is permanently frozen, hence the term permafrost. Scientists are eager to see if they can find snippets of DNA elsewhere. Russell Graham, chief curator at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, would like to test some caves in Colorado and Missouri. He says researchers will have to be careful about their conclusions, however. Old bones tend to stay put. DNA may move around.
You can have sediments that may date 19,000 years in age, but because of movement up and down the column, you could get DNA that may be only a few hundred years old, percolating down the sediment column and coming to rest in that layer that's 19,000 years old. And so the question is, does that DNA really come from that time period?
It's unclear how often researchers will be able to find well-preserved DNA in dirt. The Danish team has already had success elsewhere, however. They've analyzed sediment from a cave in New Zealand. The DNA database turned up a match for something called a moa, a sometimes giant ostrich-like bird last seen on the Earth hundreds of years ago. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.